Yin, Yang, and the Business of Polarity. What up, what up? What's good, y'all? Welcome to the NabilAziz.com podcast, where we talk about direct response copywriting, growth marketing, and strategies to grow your business every day. And I'm your host, Nabil Aziz. You ever seen Olympic weightlifters in action? To get the bar in their shoulders, they have to do what's called the second pull. And that's that explosive jumping movement you see them do. After the second pull, the weightlifter needs to drop down the bar lightning fast to get ready to stand up with the weight and complete the lift. Now, the quicker, more agile, and more flexible the weightlifter, the faster he's able to drop under the bar after the second pull, which means he doesn't have to pull as hard on the bar to get under it. He doesn't have to be as strong. So the weightlifter is constantly doing a dance between strength and agility, light and dark, positive and negative, masculine and feminine, polarity. In Chinese philosophy, yin and yang describe how seemingly opposite or contrary forces may actually be complementary, interconnected, and interdependent in the natural world, and how they may give rise to each other as they interrelate to one another. What does all of this have to do with business, you ask? Well, let me tell you. Your business is a dance of brand and copy. Now you might say, isn't that pretty much the same thing, Nabil? No, it's not. Here's why. Your brand is your relationship with your customers. It's what they say about you when you're not in the room. Your copy are the words you say to ask them to buy what you have to offer. The stronger your brand, the less copy you need, both in quality and quantity, to sell, and vice versa. Because what is advertising? You are trying to create such a strong brand, the customer doesn't even think of buying. It just happens unconsciously. If we go back to our weightlifter analogy, copy is the second pull. Branding is a drop under the bar. Copy is strength. Branding is agility. Back to the yin-yang symbol. If you look at how the yin-yang is depicted pictorially, you'll notice that there's a little black circle in the white segment and a little white circle in the black segment. That signifies yang has some manifestation of yin, and yin has some manifestation of yang. The polarity is interconnected and independent. So branding doesn't happen without some amount of copy or selling, directly or indirectly. Copy doesn't happen without some amount of branding, directly or indirectly. If you want an immediate example of this polarity in action, watch sometimes how I, you know, record my podcasts or write my emails. Most of the time, because of my persona, my content is yang as fuck. It's hard, active, masculine. But there is an aspect of yin to it because I'm doing it because I care about my customers. I care about getting them more visits, leads, and sales. Okay? Now, I'm talking about copy and sales in terms of strength and power, and you've already got the image, the mental image of a jacked weightlifter in your mind. A lot of people, even copywriters, are discomforted by the fact that you need copy to write to sell at the most competitive level. And that's totally okay. That's cool. Maybe that's not your thing. If you're a business owner, you don't want to sell hard. But instead, what you're going to have to do is you will have to build a brand so unforgettable, you never even have to ask for the sale. As long as you understand how much work, effort, blood, sweat, and tears that entails. Polarity is about choices and holding yourself accountable for those choices. So When this gets published, what I want you to do is leave a comment below wherever this is posted and tell me how you are going to use polarity in your own business. All right? Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next episode. Peace.